A teacher of the law was there who heard the discussion. He saw that Jesus had given the Sadducees a good answer, so he came to him with a question. Which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus replied, "The most important one is this. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second most important commandment is this. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no other commandment more important than these two." The teacher of the law said to Jesus, "Well done, teacher. It is true, as you say, that only the Lord is God, and that there is no other gods but He, and you must love God with all your heart, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. It is more important to obey these two commandments than to offer on the altar animals and other sacrifices to God." Jesus noticed how wise his answer was, and so he told him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After this, nobody dared to ask Jesus any more questions. As Jesus was teaching in the temple, he asked the question, "How can the teacher of the law say that the Messiah will be the descendant of David? The Holy Spirit inspired David to say, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right side until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself called him Lord. So how can the Messiah be David's descendant?" A large crowd was listening to Jesus gladly. As he taught them, he said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law, who like to walk around in their long robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplace, who choose the reserved seats in the synagogues and the best places at the feasts. They take advantage of widows and rob them of their homes, and then make a show of saying long prayers. Their punishment will be all the worse." As Jesus sat near the temple treasury, he watched the people as they dropped in their money. Many rich men dropped in a lot of money. Then a poor widow came along and dropped in two little copper coins, worth about a penny. He called his disciples together and said to them, "I tell you that this poor widow put more into the offering box than all the others. For the others put in what they had to spare of their riches. But she, poor as she is, put in all she had. She gave all she had to live on."